Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Mayor Dezine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm dandy. How about yourself?
Doing great.
All right. We've had some ups and downs. It's been blisteringly hot. It's been almost pleasant out, and that takes us into enjoying the fall, but you're also going to be talking about falls.
Exactly. So coming up here in just a little bit longer than a week, we're going to start Fall Prevention Month, the month of September every year with the season of fall starting. We talk about fall prevention, and I really want to encourage folks to take a look at fall prevention. There are a lot of things that we can do to reduce our risk of falling, and it's especially important as we age. One of the most important reasons that falls are really serious, especially as we age, is the high risk of serious injury that we have. A lot of injuries related to falls can occur within the brain, so that traumatic brain injury likelihood increases as we age and have a tendency to fall more. But also, a large portion of us as we age and fall, we can experience injuries to our bones. We hear about folks having issues with a fractured hip, wrist fractures, elbows, knees, etc. So injuries from falls, while we may not think of it in terms of having a long recovery time, they, you know, sometimes can take months and sometimes up to years to get over, especially if the injuries require surgery, such as a fracture. And then, in addition to the actual healing, we go into physical therapy and rehabilitation. Not so much the physical aspects of it, but when we find that there is a fall that has taken place, many times that makes us less adventurous, if you will. We increase our fear of falling again, and so that can lead us to make decisions that will restrict what activities we might choose to do. So I've got some, you know, pretty simple steps for folks to take a look as we age, things to think about to help us prevent falling. The first is identifying vision problems, so meeting with your eye doctor at least once a year. Make sure your prescriptions are up to date. If you wear eyeglasses, make sure your eyes have not changed so much that you need to start wearing prescription glasses. And then also monitor for eye diseases and other eye problems. When our vision is off and we don't see as we normally would, that can impact balance issues and increase our risk of falling because we're not seeing so well. Making your home safer is another thing that we should keep in mind. Installing devices in the home if we are concerned about falling, such as grab bars. But a lot of it is just, you know, pretty simple things too in terms of clearing the clutter or hazards that there might be in your home. You know, I'm one of those people, I don't pick my feet up, you know, as high off the ground as I should. So I'm pretty susceptible to catching my toe on the corner of a rug, for example. So removing things that are in our home that can lead us to falls, in addition to doing things such as add the grab bars and other devices within our home that can help us be safer. Another thing that we don't think about is our medications. We really need to speak with our doctor, especially if we've been placed on multiple medications. Visit with your doctor or visit with your pharmacist and discuss the side effects of those individual medications as well as any other effects that you might have if you're taking more than one, if there might be some sort of interaction between the two. If a side effect of a medication is dizziness or disorientation, maybe there's a different drug that the doctor prescribed that would have the same benefits but would have less side effects. So just being sure that we're very aware of those medications and how they might impact our ability to not be as concerned about falls. And then finally, exercise is always super important. We want to choose exercises that will improve our strength and our balance and our mobility. Inactivity, so that fear of falling, which is going to lead us into inactivity, that leads to weakness and, in fact, increases our risk of falling. So focusing on exercise that's going to improve our strength and our balance and our flexibility can really decrease our risk of falling And also, should we fall, it makes us physically better able to withstand a fall. So adding exercise into our daily habits is a good way to prevent falls and make us better able to recover from those falls if we should have a fall. K-State Research and Extension is kicking off a program called Matter of Balance, and we're going to start that on September 6th, so right at the beginning of Fall Prevention Month. And this is a great program. It's an 8-week series. We're going to meet once a week for 8 weeks from 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning, and that's going to be held here at our office in Paola. And what we do in this program, we're going to do a couple of things. We're going to first go over some fall prevention tips. So we'll do stuff, for example, giving you the tools that you need and information to have to do a fall assessment risk within your home, for example. And then we will also pair that with some strengthening and balance exercises for us to help begin to make our bodies stronger and give us that confidence that we have to continue to exercise and increase our stamina so that our bodies are stronger and we don't have that greater risk of falling that we may have right now. It's going to help us reduce our risks at falling at home and when we're out socially. So in addition to making our bodies healthier, we also talk a lot about how we should not view falling as a way to keep us from going out and being active, but also to continue to do the things that we enjoy in getting the social interactions outside of the home with our friends and our family. So it's really a great program. We are partnering with Miami County Medical Center here in Paola and are just looking forward to having a great time in this class. If folks are interested in registering, you can give us a call at 913-294-4306. Information about the Matter of Balance program is also on our website, and that's at meritazine.kstate.edu, and it's also on our Facebook page as well. But the easiest way to register is to give us a call at the office. That number again is 913-294-4306. Space is limited in the class so that we have adequate area to do the exercising that we do, so I would really encourage folks to call as soon as possible. Classes will start on September 6th. So give us a call today if you've got questions, and we'd be happy to help you out and get you signed up.
That's a lot of sound advice there. Let's hope it falls on receptive ears. Ba-dum-ts. That was terrible. I'm sorry. But yeah, well, hopefully you get a good turnout for that. Pretty important to stay on your feet, stay as steady as possible, and with everything that's available to help, there's no reason we can't stay active and safe.
Exactly. And, you know, we're very blessed through K-State Research and Extension to be able to offer this program free of charge to folks in our community. So come on out. Honestly, it's a great program, and it's something that you can participate in. It doesn't cost you anything and gives you just great exercises and activities that you can do within your home after the class is done to continue to build up your strength.
And that's the important part, is the follow-up, not just taking the class, but sticking with it.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. And hopefully there's going to be a really good turnout. We'll catch up with you again. Looking forward to talking to you soon.
Wonderful.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.